Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jeez. Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get a diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
Be 9-464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman's Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Steve, you go.
The very regal Don Henley,
yes,
on the vocals. Yes. Don Henley is incredible. The Eagles are... Could we do? We're not going to do the Bob Seger thing. This is Rick's segment. But where you could get to, what, 30 hits pretty easy?
Probably get to a lot.
Yes.
It'd be high.
Like if you counted hits, it'd be Seeger-esque, right?
Yes.
That is not one, like it's, now, hold on. It's not, that's not one of the songs that comes to mind. But that's a, that, but I would give Rick a high score on that in part because of his creativity. That song grabs me.
Good bass line there.
Oh, right? But you're going bass line?
What is that? Guitar line?
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is for, oddly that I've never commented once in my life about drums. I really like there's some drums in there that really.
Okay.
I've never one time in my life said I really like the drums. Like there's some times I thought I did.
Oh, I'd like to listen to that again. I didn't hear that part, but the Henley's great. The Eagles are freaky good. They would sell out the stadium.
Yes.
I don't know what they're. Situation is now some guys have died, but I would say 8.9. Good job, Rick. 8.913. Good job, Rick.
The skill set of the song is ridiculous. The skill set of the song is ridiculous. The Eagles, again, the fandom is huge by me. Everything about it is really good. The song doesn't catch with me, but I like the creativity. I'm gonna go. I don't know if I really listen to it again. But I don't know if I'm not going back. I'm not all of a sudden.
Come on.
Are you listening?
I like the honesty.
Yes. Today?
Maybe not today.
Today. So you're not. So if once it goes by today, so you're telling me Sunday, you're going to all of a sudden, hey, Trix.
He's got those shoes on the radio.
What was the song again? The name?
Those Shoes.
Those shoes.
Alexa, play Those Shoes by the Eagles. I don't think that's happening.
Popping on some houses.
But there
right
is the creativity, yeah, talent happen. Level, Eagles, all that stuff. I can get it to a 6-1.
Okay. Would you walk into that?
Well, no.
Oh, if you heard that walking into a bar, that'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
No.
No. Okay. I'll go 6-5 on that one.
Okay.
Not horrible, but again, I don't think I'd be listening to that song.
Don't
a
you
lot.
Appreciate?
I love the Eagles.
You
I do
didn't
love
play Hotel yeah. California. Or,
I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, or just some
Desperado. It's a deep cut here. For God's sake.
Desperado's a good song.
I love Desperado.
You have good taste.
Rudy score real quick.
Rudy's gonna 5-2.
says very gritty by the Eagles standards, 7.1.
God, Rudy nailed that.
Well, you know what?
It is gritty.
Once Rudy started rolling in all these guests, things changed. There's more.
It's true.
His personality is coming out now.
He's been killing it over
there. Hey, he nailed that, by the way. That's gritty Eagles.
Gritty for the Eagles.
Yes.
Well, we are joined now by Rick Heyman, Sartor Hammond, Julius. Rick, good morning. I'd say respectable scores today for those shoes by the Eagles.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. Rudy knows. Rudy's a Texan.
He is a Texan.
Like Hanley. Hanley's a Texan.
Is he really?
You know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, big time.
I would have guessed California.
Well, eventually California, but he started in Texas. Okay. So Sip, I got an idea from you a couple weeks ago. We're going to Forgotten Gems now since the high tea didn't seem to work.
High tea was kind of a fail, but now we're back.
Busted.
Yeah, we're back.
We're going to Forgotten Gems. Now, this would cross over between both High Tea and Forgotten Gems because it's a song about the drug-fueled era back in the late 70s in California with Henley's girlfriend going out on the town and wearing those shoes. If you listen to the lyrics to this song, it's pretty spectacular. And this was at the time when Steely Dan, of course, was just destroying all the other music on the planet with Asia and the Royal Scam and all of that at the same time period. And these guys were kind of intertwined. They watched each other very closely, Steely Dan and the Eagles. And they're very open about it. And if you haven't ever seen the documentary about the Eagles, I highly recommend it. I give it a 9 out of 10. Because this was at that time when they were breaking up and they all hated each other's guts and they'd been on the road forever. And they just, in fact, when they went to record this record, this was after Hotel California, they didn't even have any music. They were just, they just hated each other so much. And so if you want to really see their history, about this time right here, that documentary is fantastic. Did you ever watch that, Sip?
I wish I would have. I'm very intrigued by what you're saying.
It's on everywhere. You can stream it. It's just fantastic.
Okay.
So this song, Those Shoes, featuring the Squawk Box with the guitars.
Squawk Box.
See, before there was digital... You know, Peter Frampton and Joe Walsh. Yeah, Peter Frampton and Joe Walsh made the Squawk Box really famous. And this was, if you listen to this, that's what those guitars are being played through their mouth. It's a tube that goes into your mouth. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Incidentally, Lee's Restaurant, Dorothy Appleby played the organ.
The inventor of Applebee's.
Susan, Dorothy Appleby was the name of the organist at Lee's Chicken.
Oh, hello.
Susan, her daughter, was a classmate of me and my wife. And do you remember going out there on your birthday? Well, we do. We lived in Lincoln. And I went out there every year for my birthday and my grandparents on my dad's side.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers.
But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
My grandmother would have her one glass of Miller High Life a month or a year, and they had those little tiny beer glasses out at Lee's Chicken House. That's what I remember, is the organ, the bubble gum afterwards, and the little tiny beer glasses. So
it's a great memory.
Better times.
Better times.
When it's time to relax.
Yeah, cross-country ragweed and the troubadours. That's really what I call roots country. It's coming back.
Oh, roots country.
It's old-timey sounding country music, which I love. And there's another band called 49 Winchester, which is my favorite. And I listen to what I listen to personally a lot is new modern reggae, which is Southern California reggae. I listen to that all the time, and this kind of stuff. So they're gonna pack that. They're gonna pack the stadium.
Okay,
just trust me on that.
Jake, I'll put a statement out for it.
Yep, I got a statement out for you, Rick. It's already on Twitter.
Yep.
Go ahead, Rick.
Okay. So this album, The Long Run, was basically their last record before they reformed like 15 years later. And so, they, like I said, they hated each other's guts. They were burned out. Walsh was in the band. We do have a trivia question coming up. But this record sold 8 million copies right out the gate, 7 times platinum. the hit on it was Heartache Tonight.
Oh, wow.
Okay, which was co-written with Bob Seger, and Bob Seger actually played and sang on that song. We played that song in my band, and I sang it, and I hate it. I just don't like it, so I didn't play it. But I do love this song with the squawk box guitars, and then if you listen to the drum part, as Coach mentioned, there's a ride cymbal that comes up after the chorus where he's hitting the bell on the right cymbal. It's recorded just spectacular. The quality of recording, which is what Steely Dan really did, but it's just amazing. So I love the song. So with that in mind, real quick. Reviewing the album back in the day, AllMusic critic William Ruhlman wrote the album was a major disappointment. Even though it sold several million copies and threw off 3 hit singles, it was planned as a double album, but they didn't have enough songs. Okay, so a lot of people hated this record when it came out. Okay. Joe Walsh, the talk box, was invented by Dottie West, the country singer's husband, who was an inventor. Okay? And what Joe Walsh said was, of course, I had to see how it was built. I took it apart. I was hanging out with Bob Heil. They called it a Heil box. Bob decided he had a good way to make it, so he put out his version of it. He says, I still have the original. It was a cardboard box that had a little speaker in it and a tube that came out of it. He put it in his mouth. He said, I still have it, except the tube smells so bad nobody can ever use it again. So if you remember Peter Frampton back in those days, he made it famous, and Walsh made it famous on Rocky Mountain Way and played it a lot in the Eagles. So with that in mind, Stump the Sippers and the coach.
Sips first. Go ahead, Sip.
Sips first. Randy Meisner. Yes. Randy Meisner.
Yes.
Was the bass player for the Eagles at one time. What band was he in? Timothy B. Schmidt was on this record as the bass player, the long-haired guy. But Meisner was before him. Uh-huh. What band was Randy Meisner in before Timothy B. Schmidt? So Timothy Schmidt replaced Randy Meisner in this band before he replaced him in the Eagles. Was it the Flying Burrito Brothers, the Birds, or Poco?
Poco.
Yeah, you get a diamond.
Yeah, that was a layup. Brilliant. Everyone knew Poco.
Poco.
Poco was McSafety, good.
McSafety was their sound man and actually sat in one night when Timothy B. Schmidt was sick.
He was their sound man.
That's amazing. McSafety. Art McSafety.
McSafety. The guy who brought his donuts yesterday is the sound man for Poco.
Back in the day.
It's right. Yeah. And he played bass one night at the Red Rocks with Poco on stage.
I wish we could have a video of that. I really do.
Okay,
so this place is ridiculous.
Yes.
All right. Don Felder, the famous guitarist who wrote the beginning of Hotel California, that guitar part, they fired him after this record, okay? And he was an incredible guitarist, still is. What did he do after the Eagles? This is for the coach. He bought a bowling alley. He flipped Malibu properties and other commercial properties or bought a double-A baseball team.
Double-A baseball team.
CZ, he flipped real estate and became a gazillionaire doing it.
Well, he did well for himself. Baseball team sounds kind of fun, though. Double-A team sounds kind of fun.
He did well for himself.
And are they or are they not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Eagles?
I think that's an easy
they
one.
They have their own wing.
They have their own building.
Yeah.
One of the very first classes, 1998, all diamond.
Brilliant!
What's happening right now, Rick, at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Well, hey, if you haven't checked it out, we did a video interview on NTV, which I believe is out of Hastings, central Nebraska, on our 120-year anniversary. Go check it out on Sauter Heyman Instagram and Facebook. It's a pretty good interview. We buy gold. If you've been paying attention, the price of gold is at an all-time high right now. So bring that old gold in. We'll pay you top dollar for it, and we'll give you extra if you trade it in for an item. We sell Heartland Diamonds, the most beautiful diamond in the world, patented. If you don't believe it, we will give you a free pair of dollar store readers to make sure you're not blind. Christmas is coming. Breakers get 10% off when you mention Breakers. We sell Citizen, Oris, and Rolex watches. We have a huge selection of estate items. We got it all. Come to the outlet, 12th and O, get 30 to 70% off every single day. Brand new jewelry and pre-loved. SauterHeyman.com. Check it out. Online, and also we're in Lincoln and Grand Island, of course, and I will post more interesting things about this song and the fabulous Eagles on my personal Facebook at Rick Heyman.
Rick, thanks, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Song of the day is Those Shoes by the Eagles from 1979. Hour two is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.